Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Today, we'll talk about how the new FastPass Plus changes affect you. Yes, there are more. That's coming up on this episode 36 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello, and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here today for this episode 36, where we're going to talk about the brand new FastPass Plus changes. Disney is certainly keeping us all on our toes, and there's a lot to keep up with, so we'll dive into that today. And before we do that, a reminder to find me on not only the website where I post 1 to 2 times a week, but on social media. I often don't mention Twitter, but there is an overlap between podcast listeners and Twitter users. So twitter.com/WDW Prep School. And I have been trying to make sure I tweet out lots of information there. Whenever I have links that I commonly send to people when they email me questions, I throw that into a tweet and make sure that I send it out on Twitter, as well as, you know, just random thoughts throughout the day. And so I invite you to follow me on Twitter, also available Pinterest and Facebook and Instagram and Tumblr and YouTube. There are so many options, but we'll focus on Twitter today, and follow me there if you're on Twitter. And as always, a reminder that iTunes ratings and reviews are like gold when you're a podcaster. Those things are so important. And if you could take a minute to leave a rating, and bonus points if you also add a review. I know that's an extra step, and it is very much appreciated. So today we are going to talk about the new FastPass Plus changes. One of the criticisms, I shouldn't say one, many of the criticisms of FastPass Plus revolved around the fact that there were 3 allowed per day and that you couldn't park hop. And so Disney has now said, okay, we're going to change that. And starting tomorrow, Monday, this is going up on Sunday at the end of April. So starting tomorrow, Monday, the rules are changing. The new rules are going to be that you can have more than 3 FastPass Plus reservations per day, but the bonus ones must be obtained at kiosks in the parks, for at least for now. There are plans to incorporate that into the My Disney Experience app so that you could obtain those on your phone. But for now, you have to go to the kiosk. So essentially, you'll have your 3, and then you'll be finding kiosks to add them. And it's sort of similar to the old FastPass system in that you had to go to the ride to get your fast pass. And then when that one was used up, you could get another one. So instead of going to a ride to get a bonus fast pass, you will need to go to the kiosks. And in my experience, the quote unquote kiosks that were the least busy were always the ones that were staffed by cast members, and they were standing around in turquoise shirts, and they have tablets in their hands, and they did not have lines compared to the kiosks that were not staffed by cast members with tablets, and those tended to have lines. So we'll see how Disney sort of adjusts to this. I don't know if they will add more kiosks or whatever, but I know that lines are a big issue. So in addition to having more than 3 per day, you can also get your additional ones in a different park. So you could start your day at one park, get your 3 FastPass Plus reservations, and then you could go to a different park to get your 4th, 5th, 6th, however many you want to, as long as you got them at the kiosk in that park. So park hopping is now available with the FastPass Plus system, and that'll be really nice. But it does cause some issues. So let's talk about some of the issues. One of the issues is that you must use your 3 FastPass Plus reservations before you can get any bonus ones, which doesn't sound like a huge deal, But at Epcot, it actually kind of is, because at Epcot, you only really need one fast pass. You have to choose between Sworn or Test Track. And so you should get one of those. But beyond that, you don't really need any of them, but you will have to use those before you get any bonus ones. So just keep that in mind, that you have to kind of burn through them before you get any bonus. So for instance, if you started the day at Epcot and didn't use all three, you couldn't then hop to another park and get bonus ones, because the system will say, well, you still have two that you haven't used. So that's something to sort of keep in mind. And of course, you know, if you have a Fastpass Plus for Turtle Talk with Crush and you don't need it, you might as well use it just so the system says that you've used it. But anyway, I'm just pointing it out to you, because at Epcot, you really often can get away with just one. And there are some issues with the late Fastpass Plus reservation. So particularly at Magic Kingdom, where you can get Fastpass Plus reservations to watch the Main Street Electrical Parade and Wishes Fireworks, you know, those are at the end of the day. So you won't have burned through those because they're scheduled for later. So that's an issue. And another issue is that Fastpass Plus reservations can run out, obviously. So, you know, if you use your initial three and then you want to go get some bonus ones, then you will just have to take what's left. And with so many people booking them ahead of time, you know, it's hard to know what's going to be left. But, you know, in some ways, that's similar to the former FastPass system, in that it sort of relied on a ride having availability. So, you know, you wouldn't show up at Toy Story Mania at 5 p.m. and expect there to be fast passes left. And you also won't now expect there to be fast pass pluses left either. So, you know, those are some of the issues. I do think that touring plans will change slightly to reflect this, particularly at Magic Kingdom. I would suggest that touring plans at Magic Kingdom change in this way. I would suggest that the mornings be used for standby rides. So, you know, get as many in as you can before the bulk of the crowd show up. And then use your pre-booked Fastpass Plus reservations in the early afternoon. And then you can use the bonus Fastpasses for late afternoon or evenings as needed, particularly if you have limited time at Magic Kingdom. There are so many things to do there. And if you have just one day, or maybe you have two, but you didn't quite fit everything in, you will probably need those bonus fast passes for later in the day. One thing that is nice about this new system, that the revisions that they've announced, is that your bonuses can actually be used for any ride, and you can do the same ride over and over again. So the reason this excites me is that first timers often don't know what's going to be loved by their family. So let's say that you get there, you're a first timer, you've got your kids with you, and one of your kids just absolutely falls in love with, you know, Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin at Magic Kingdom, which does happen. It's a popular ride with little ones. And you can't really ride it again without a long line. Well, with bonus fast passes, you can do that. So, you know, once you use your initial three, you could go get a fourth for that ride. If you wanted to ride again, you could get another one. So, you know, just you could sort of do that over and over again. And I think that's exciting, because the ability to ride things over and over is great for kids that get really into things. And it's hard to know ahead of time to plan for that, because you don't know until you get there and experience it. So anyway, it's exciting to be able to do that and to ride it over and over again. For the four parks, I just wanted to sort of talk about people who want to park hop and sort of my thoughts on each park. At Epcot, you only need really one Fastpass Plus for Soarin', and you could actually ride Test Track on standby. So, you know, if you end up going there, you will want to get probably a Fastpass Plus for one of those. If you don't care about riding Soarin', then Epcot's a pretty easy park to actually do, you know, later in the day if you want to. But if you do want to ride Soarin', then you're going to need to get that Fastpass Plus. And if you show up after lunch, you know, it depends on the time of year that you go. There may be Fastpass Plus left for that ride. There may not be, but that's really the only one. So I'm sort of rambling about Epcot here. But if you want to hop to Epcot, I do think it's doable if you can get a Fastpass Plus midday, which is not always going to be possible because things happen, especially they're filming a new film for Soarin' right now. In fact, there are helicopters over Disney World this weekend filming the new film that's going to be out in 2015. And I think it's going to be called Soarin' Over the World or something like that. And so, you know, it'll even be more popular then, but it's popular now. So during busy season, Soarin' runs out of Fast Pass Plus reservations really early. And so your ability to hop to Epcot and ride Soarin' will sort of depend on the availability of that. So you may or may not be able to use Epcot as a good park to hop to. Hollywood Studios is easy to do if you show up in the morning without any FastPass Pluses, and I did it on my last trip. It is easy to sort of go Toy Story Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Star Tours, Great Movie Ride in that order, and you know, have a relatively short wait without any. So if you wanted to start there and then save all your FastPass Plus reservations for another park to hop to, that is certainly doable. Animal Kingdom is easy to do with pre-booked FastPass Plus reservations, so it'd be great to start at another park and then hop over to Animal Kingdom because they don't have tiers for the FastPass Pluses at Animal Kingdom. And so as long as you have I mentioned Soarin' 12 times and now I've got it on my brain. As long as you have the Safaris and Expedition Everest booked and another one such as Dinosaur or Cali River Rapids, you are fine to arrive at Animal Kingdom later in the day without much problem at all. So you could start at Hollywood Studios if you want to combine the parks. Start at Hollywood Studios without any FastPass Pluses. You could then hop to Animal Kingdom and use 3 FastPass Pluses. And you could actually reride things at Animal Kingdom with bonus FastPass Plus reservations, or you could even go to a third park. Like if Magic Kingdom's open late, you could go there and maybe get some bonus FastPass Pluses. So I'm still trying to figure out the proper pluralization of FastPass Plus. Is it FastPass Pluses or is it FastPass Plus reservations? I don't know. You'll have to let me know. It kind of annoys me every time I say it because I'm not sure if it's correct. And finally, in terms of Magic Kingdom, I've sort of already mentioned that you probably need to do mornings for standby and FastPass Plus reservations in the afternoon and maybe some bonuses in the evening. You really do need to maximize your FastPass Plus reservations at Magic Kingdom. There are just so many things to do there. And so I would suggest that you maybe skip the FastPass Plus reservations for fireworks or parades because you will want to maybe use some extras for the evening. And you won't be able to do that with fireworks and parades reservations. If you want to watch the parades and fireworks, I will give you some ideas for where to watch it. I personally don't camp out for the parades and fireworks way ahead of time. I just don't. I think it's boring and I don't want to wait a long time for anything. So for the parades, they start near Splash Mountain. They make their way through Frontierland and then down Main Street, and they end at the front of the park. So I would just find a spot in the Frontierland section along the parade route and watch from there. I would not camp out, you know, an hour ahead of time. I just wouldn't do that. And for fireworks, it is always a good idea to watch near the hub, like near Casey's Corner. But I actually really like watching from the front of the park. If your desire is to get out of the park as soon as possible, then watching at the front of the park and then being one of the first to exit is my suggestion. Again, I wouldn't camp out way far in advance. I just wouldn't do it. So anyway, that's sort of my thoughts on FastPass Plus and park hopping and all that kind of stuff. Now, I mentioned that Magic Kingdom has just so many things going on, and one of the things is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking today about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train because the opening of that ride is imminent, and it's going to be one more thing on the list of things that's going to need to be factored into touring plans and FastPass Plus reservations. Okay, so what we know is a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train has a dedication for media April 28th to May 2nd. So that's coming up this week. And they are not calling it a grand opening. They're calling it a dedication. So it's not really clear what is going to happen. They are going to rope off the section and only allow media there. And, you know, we're not sure if it's going to be ridden. We're not sure if it's going to be officially opened after that. We do know that there was a commercial film this past week, so there were actors on the rides and lots of cameras and microphones and things, and so there have been humans spotted on the ride, but we're not quite sure what's going to happen in terms of the public. Soft openings, which are just sort of random openings that allow people to ride and, you know, they might only be available for a couple of hours in the middle of the day. Those typically do happen before a ride is officially open, and they haven't happened yet. But for people who are in the parks over the next couple of weeks, you know, there's a good chance that that could happen. I'll be there in 3 weeks myself. And so I'm sort of hoping that there's at least soft openings, but even better would be a full opening. And so those may happen before it is officially open, but it won't be planned. It won't be bookable with FastPass Plus, nothing like that. There will be a 38-inch height requirement for the ride, and it appears to last about 2 minutes, so not very long. It has animatronics. There's actually a video, I'll post it in the show notes, an animatronics video that is so incredible. Disney is just doing amazing things with the new animatronics. And I have a hard time looking at the older animatronics after seeing some of the new ones. Like if you go to Enchanted Tales with Belle, the animatronics there are just incredible. And this one has amazing animatronics as well. And if you watch the video, you'll see what I mean. It also features side-to-side swaying on the cars, which is a unique feature. And I understand they've been sort of toying with that mechanism to adjust the amount that it sways. Once the ride is open, it will, of course, have FastPass Plus as an option, as almost every attraction does at Disney World. And I would suggest that this would be one you would want to ride as soon as the park opens or for FastPass Plus. Unfortunately, there are so many options at Magic Kingdom that it's hard to fit them all in. But I would say that if you're prioritizing which ones you should use for FastPass Plus and which ones you should do at park opening, that the short length of this ride makes me want to ride it at opening as opposed to getting a FastPass Plus. I really prefer to get FastPass Plus reservations for things that take longer, because that means that that amount of time is not being used in your morning touring that could be used for other rides. So, for instance, Enchanted Tales with Belle is a very lengthy attraction. It can take, like, I don't know, 12 or 15 minutes or something like that when you're in there. And so many rides are so short that you could actually have ridden a couple of rides while you were in there. So my plan is to ride the shorter rides in the morning and then get FastPass Plus reservations for things that take a bit longer, like Enchanted Tales with Belle or the Jungle Cruise. And so, you know, if possible, I would suggest that when Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is open, that you ride it first thing. Of course, you have to prioritize. And if you're planning to meet Anna and Elsa, I would prioritize that one even more, because even the FastPass Plus lines for that can take about an hour or so. And so, you know, you'll have to sort of configure it for what makes sense for your family. But personally, that's what I think I'll do, is try to do it at park opening. So I hope some of that information has been helpful. And I will be updating all of the FastPass Plus information on the website this week. So stay tuned for that. I'll be redoing the information to explain FastPass Plus as well as the touring plans a little bit. They will primarily stay the same. The priorities are still the same for all the rides in the parks. Of course, we have a couple of new ones to add to the list, with Anna and Elsa and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train being at Magic Kingdom now. But stay tuned for that this week. Before we wrap it up, I do have a quick tip of the day. My quick tip of the day is that if you are traveling with other people who have a separate reservation from you on your Disney World trip, you guys should link together as friends in the My Disney Experience app or the account. And the way that you do that is that you send a like friend request to them and they have to accept it, sort of like on Facebook. And then once that happens, you can see each other in each other's account. So for instance, when I go to make FastPass Plus reservations, it asks me who am I trying to make them for, and it lists everybody in my family, and it also lists anybody who I'm linked to as friends. So for instance, if we had two families going, I could select all of us, my family of four and their family of four, and then I could make reservations for everyone. So do that beforehand, before it's time to get FastPass Plus reservations, and that'll make it easier to book yourselves all together. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show and to read all the show notes, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode36. That is the number 36. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.